This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump begins in full this Tuesday morning in the U.S. Senate, only the third time in U.S. history a president faces removal from office for allegedly violating his oath. One of the first pieces of business for the Senate is a vote on Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed timeline for that trial. McConnell's resolution would give Democratic House impeachment managers, who will act as prosecutors, and Mr. Trump's legal team 24 hours each over 2 days to present their cases. The resolution says nothing about whether witnesses would be called and new evidence allowed to be introduced. Meanwhile, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, charged with funneling foreign money into U.S. political campaigns, wants Attorney General William Barr to recuse himself from the case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A lawyer representing Lev Parnas made the request in a federal campaign finance violation case brought by New York prosecutors. Parnas and an associate are pleading not guilty to making illegal campaign contributions to further their business and political interests, including working with Rudy Giuliani to get the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine replaced. In recent weeks, Parnas has been sharing information with congressional Democrats in the impeachment inquiry. He's suggesting Attorney General William Barr would have a conflict of interest with his case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
China has confirmed 291 cases of patients infected with the new coronavirus as of January 20th. There are now 270 confirmed cases in one province alone. It's home to the central city of Wuhan. That is where the majority of the patients have been. Other cases have been found in Beijing, Shanghai, southern Guangdong province as well. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will start doing more to support Venezuela's opposition leader and self-proclaimed president Juan Guaido. Pompeo and Guaido met with reporters on the sidelines of a regional counterterrorism meeting in Colombia Monday. Guaido is head of the National Assembly and declared himself Venezuelan president a year ago after ruling that President Nicolas Maduro's re-election was illegitimate. The Trump administration and about 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's true president, Secretary Pompeo.
We all know, too, that the Iranian regime's top terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, has found a home in Venezuela under Maduro, and that this is unacceptable.
And Guaido's initial momentum and popular uprising against Maduro has appeared to wane over the past year, but Guaido told reporters the fight for democracy finds alternatives, different pathways, and reinforced mechanisms. Thousands of gun rights activists, including armed militia members, rallied peacefully Monday in the capital of the southeastern U.S. state of Virginia in opposition to proposed gun control regulations. Despite the fears a rally could turn violent, the protests ended without reports of any incidents or arrests. Reporters at the rally say the mood was mostly festive, with demonstrators chanting USA, USA. Many in the crowd wore clothing with slogans supporting President Trump. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti was there.
Police had a strong presence here, hoping to avoid a repeat of the violence 2 years ago in Charlottesville, when one woman was killed. The day was peaceful, and while the demonstrators were rallying outside, a group of students quietly met inside with Democratic legislators.
With all of the threats and all of the terribly violent rhetoric that's going on right now, our main goal is not to engage with gun extremists today. We're really here to be present in the legislature to make our voices heard.
USA! USA!
These armed activists say they will show their wrath in the next election if any gun control laws are passed. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Richmond, Virginia.
Thousands of miles from his impeachment trial in the United States, President Trump took center stage at Davos Tuesday to tout the success of the country's economy. Mr. Trump, who was attending his second meeting of global political and business leaders at the World Economic Forum, also told a packed auditorium that recent trade deals with China and Mexico represented a model for the 21st century. His address picked up on some of the themes Mr. Trump voiced when he first addressed the WEF 2 years ago. The impeachment trial begins in earnest in the U.S. Senate after the Republican president was formally charged by the democratically controlled House of Representatives in December. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.